Just say the name of our city, Atlanta, and for some people, the first image that comes to mind is gridlock. Tasneem Shama goes back in time to figure out how the city's design makes some commutes so unpleasant.
Being stuck in Atlanta traffic isn't fun.
The WABE Traffic Center. It's slow going on the perimeter's north side.
So why is the traffic so bad here? How did our founders design and lay out Atlanta that makes it so different from other major cities? Tom Wyant, former transportation advisor for the city of Atlanta, says
there's no natural reason for Atlanta to exist. There's no mountain chain. There's no desert. There's no water. We are here because of the railroads. The railroads came together right in downtown Atlanta, and the city grew out along the railroads. That's why we have these eccentric five-point intersections in the downtown area.
The best example of a crazy intersection is obviously in Five Points, where Decatur, Edgewood, Marietta, and two parts of Peachtree Street intersect. But before we get to our bizarre streets, we need to go back in time first. So in Georgia, there were two major Native American tribes, the Creek and the Cherokee Indians. When white settlers arrived, Native Americans were forcibly removed from their homes. In what's now present-day Atlanta, a formal treaty was signed in 1821 between the Creek Indians and the state of Georgia. The Creeks got $200,000 out of that deal. Ferris Cadle wrote the book Georgia Land Surveying History and Law. He says there's evidence of bribery and conspiracy behind the signing of that treaty.
We stole the land from the Indians and bushwhacked them and beat them up and basically took the land from them by military force. They were coerced into signing the treaties.
This land was then distributed to white settlers through Georgia's land lottery system. For just 25 cents, white men, women, and even orphans could put their name in a rotating barrel to claim some land. And we can thank these early landowners for the lack of a logical grid pattern in Atlanta.
The landowners were trying to maximize their profits from the sale of the lots that they were laying out. They put a minimum amount of land in the streets. So the streets wound up with odd configurations and narrow widths. And, of course, then the rest is history. Atlanta became a big city, and it had a odd and inconvenient street pattern.
Cadle says that as the railroad tracks were laid down, the landowners tried to make streets perpendicular or parallel to the railroad tracks. And since trains like to twist and turn, you get the picture. It's messy. Here's Tom Wyant again.
Most of the transportation system is a radial system. So for almost any trip that you choose to make, you have to go in and then go back out. There are very few arterial roads, so that's complicated the travel patterns as well.
1022 in the Cool Ray Carrier WSB 24-hour traffic center. 85 southbound is awful. Get off on 85 southbound, exit 137, highway 129. Make
Tim
a right
McCarthy
and go over
has
to
been
985.
Reporting on traffic Take in Atlanta southbound. Since
However,
1997. Back then,
traffic was bad, but it was nothing like it is now. Hours of gridlock for people to get just to work.
She says there are a lot of reasons for this, including three highways that intersect in the middle of downtown, and because of Atlanta's growing population.
Almost no one in Atlanta is native to Atlanta anymore. So you've got different driving styles from all over the country. People get confused. They're looking at their GPS, and, you know, so many times you see people just go across four lanes of traffic to get off at an exit because they're not sure where they are.
And there's not a whole lot the state can do about it. Meg Perkle heads the Georgia Department of Transportation.
We're to a point now where there's not really a whole lot of room to build. Commissioner Keith Golden has said many times, we can't build our way out of this congestion. And our board also has a policy that if we do build anything, it has to be managed, which means tolled or occupancy, you know, restrictions, that kind of thing.
So the only way out of Atlanta's traffic nightmare is seriously investing in public transit. Tom Wyant explains why we're so far behind.
There was an opportunity in the 60s for five counties plus the city of Atlanta to join what became the Metropolitan Atlanta Rapid Transit Authority. Four counties plus the city opted to join that. Cobb County voted not to even consider transit. And that coincided with a period of a suburban white flight. I think racial issues were a significant part of decisions to not go forward with transit in many suburban areas.
Take Gwinnett County. In 1990, 70% of voters rejected MARTA. Back then, just about 12% of the county was made up of minorities. Now, 64% of Gwinnett residents say they would welcome MARTA, according to a recent poll. Gwinnett's now one of the most diverse counties in the state. But even if MARTA were to expand, the Atlanta burbs still have a legacy of urban sprawl, says traffic reporter Kim McCarthy.
When I first started flying with WSB, on 85, we would never go north of 316. Now, we go up all the way to Gainesville. We've all had to learn different further out counties, further out roads, because the delays are stretching further and further.
But don't look for major investments in regional public transit anytime soon. With about 24 county and over 100 city governments, it may take a miracle to break the gridlock. Tasneem Shamma, WABE News.